Hello, witches and listeners. Thank you for joining the podcast for Witchery in the Moon. Witchery in the Moon provides a safe haven for all people under the moon. Everyone is welcome. There is no room in our sacred circle for ageism, sexism, racism, fascism, xenophobia, homophobia, or transphobia. I'd like to welcome you to please join our sacred circle as we discuss tarot, witchery, the moon, magic, myth, and folklore with your host, Devi, and a series of special guests. Thank you for listening and stay sacred. Hello, listeners. Before we jump into this episode about ancestors, I just wanted to briefly tell you about a few workshops that I have coming up. The first workshop is Candle Magic on February 28th. This is a workshop where you will learn the ins and outs of working with candle magic for setting intentions for things you wish to bring into your life, as well as for removing things that no longer serve you purpose. This is a hands-on group workshop that is a lot of fun. The second workshop is my Maiden Beginner Level Witchery on March 7th. This workshop is designed for baby witches who maybe aren't sure where to start, as well a nice refresher for those who already practice. You will learn history, myths about witchery, goals of a modern witch, what it means to be a modern witch, and so much more. This workshop ends with a hands-on sigil-making exercise. Sigils are symbols and talismans, or amulets, that we can carry with us wherever we go to protect us and to manifest and attract abundance in our lives. The third workshop is Tarot 101, a beginner tarot course on March 14th. This is the perfect workshop for people curious about tarot and wanting to learn how to use it daily for themselves and also to read for others. This workshop is designed to give you the confidence that you need to dive into the cards. I give you several tips and tricks to make learning the tarot easy and fun. You will learn the origins of tarot, how it works, myths, what the hard cards mean, what the shadow side of a card means, how to shuffle, and so much more. This workshop also ends with some hands-on exercises to build your confidence and trust in yourself and your ability to read the cards. The final thing I would mention here is I have a Patreon coven I dedicated to learning and practicing tarot and witchery. There are three tiers starting as low as €5 per month. The benefit of joining my Patreon is you have access to an online platform to discuss tarot and witchery with other witches. You will receive sigil magic, tarot readings, weekly cards, monthly messages, and a really nice discount off anything on my website at any time. So, dear listeners, thank you again for joining me here on the Witchery in the Moon podcast. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook. I will leave links to the workshops and all the ways you can find me in the show notes. Stay sacred. Hello, listeners. Welcome, and thank you for listening to my second podcast. This episode is dedicated to our ancestors. When we work with our ancestors, we are celebrating and honoring them. We are honoring our relationship to them, both those of blood and those in spirit. Death is a rite of passage. It's hard on the spirit and it's hard on the living. Maybe our ancestors shuffled off this mortal coil with things left unattended to, wrongs that they wished they had set right, dreams or wishes they had not fulfilled, further spiritual and personal development for the good of all. When we remember this, we can work to fulfill our life's work authentically, to honor ourselves, as this shows respect to them. I think it's important for me to touch on this idea of family. Some of us might feel our blood relatives aren't really our family, and that there's a disconnect between us and them. Sometimes our blood family isn't necessarily our chosen family, and there can be strife within these relationships. So with that in mind, I would like to say that our ancestors can be anyone we choose to call family. They could be an adoptive family, a step family, close friends, teachers, anyone who has cared for us, anyone who has shared the same experience as us, or even our lost furry friends. Our ancestors give us support to fulfill our potential here on Earth. This, in turn, also furthers their own growth and development in the spiritual realms. With their help, we can work on healing past traumas in our lineage so that they don't get passed on to future generations. Oftentimes, it could be that something from our family history is blocking us, standing in our way, stopping us from moving forward, not allowing us to heal the pain and repair the dysfunction. This could be racism, sexism, emotional manipulation, physical or sexual abuse, drug abuse, alcoholism, mental illness, or poverty. These kinds of toxic behaviors and experiences will be passed down from generation to generation until the cycle is broken. We can make it our responsibility to work with our ancestors to break the cycle and create a new path for ourselves and future generations. But let's not forget the positive influences of ancestors as well. When we remember the good actions and intentions taken by them, we can continue on this path they started, helping those that come after us. My ancestry is very mixed. On my mother's side of the family, my grandmother was Métis and my grandfather was French Canadian. On my father's side, my grandmother was born in Vienna, Austria, and my grandfather was born in Kiev, Ukraine. If we know where our ancestors come from, we can consider looking up the folkways, customs, and traditions from these regions and see how we can work them into our practice today. We can ask family members for stories about the people that have passed on, make voice recordings of our grandparents as they tell us the same stories of the old country every time we meet them, read diaries of family members, or look through photo albums to build our own connections through our memories and the memories of others. If we have no way of tracing the stories of our families because we were adopted or the information is lost and not recorded, another option is to search public records. We can reclaim what is ours. We can reclaim what has been lost or stolen. We have the ability to rewrite our stories to include the wisdom, knowledge, and lessons that we've learned from our ancestors. When we know our family stories, we can work to make sure that the past traumas don't repeat themselves during our lifetime or the next one. When we heal ourselves and the people around us, this in turn heals the wounds of the past. I'd like to now talk about the many ways to honor our ancestors. Things we can do are build altars for them, recite traditional prayer, leave them offerings, give back in a way that supports past hurts, light candles for them, leave out photos, take up a hobby or a craft they once did, and if they visit us in our dreams, we can listen to the messages they give us. Other ways we can honor our ancestors is by honoring ourselves, taking care of our bodies, our mental health, our physical space, educating ourselves to be better, to do better, learning how to express ourselves in loving, emotionally mature ways, telling the truth, and not feeling proud or ashamed to ask for help when we need it. I would now like to describe briefly what I include on my ancestral altar. I find having the four elements included is nice for balance. So I would have some incense to represent air, candles to represent fire, a cup of some liquid to represent water, and flowers to represent earth. I find it also nice to include some photographs, perhaps some crystals or stones, food or candy, sculptures or art, inherited objects, and any memento that makes me think of my chosen family. Offerings may be food, flowers, drink, money, handmade objects, incense, writing poetry, making art, or something that they loved that will attract them to work with us. Offerings could also be song and dance, prayer, forgiveness, and breaking toxic patterns within ourselves and within our family lineage. We can also make commitments to ourselves that we will work on personal growth and do deep dives into our own shadow work. Another way that we can make connections is to do specific work as an offering for our ancestors. This could be giving to charities connected to our ancestors, learning about our ancestry, sharing or teaching what we know, and visiting the places our ancestors come from. Positive actions in the name of our ancestors, for example, charity, good deeds, generosity, giving back, helping where help is needed by lending a hand, or giving food, clothing, household items, or money. This is positive, selfless energy. And it's important to remember that we need to do these acts of love and kindness ourselves, that someone should not be acting on our behalf. We should have a clear and meaningful intention set with our loved ones in mind. For example, on my mother's side of the family, there was a lot of intolerance and racism because my Indigenous great-grandmother married a white man. They were ostracized by both families. So work that I could do to honor my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather would be to donate money, clothing or food to an organization working towards racial healing, inclusivity, and social justice. Another simpler way of honoring and dedicating our energies towards our ancestors can be simply holding them in our thoughts. I had an aunt who was very dear to me, and she suffered a lot during her life, both emotionally and physically. Before she passed away, she gave me one of her favorite teacups. Every time I use or look at this teacup, I stand for a while and I think of her. I wish for her to be at rest and be at peace wherever she is now. We can also do group dedications to all of our ancestors at once, or focus on specific ones. I like to spend the Celtic pagan holiday of Samhain on the eve of October 31st, honoring all of my ancestors collectively. Something else I find very important is to remember to stay open to receiving messages from our ancestors. This could be in any form. For example, in ritual practice, when using divinations such as tarot or Ouija, a waking encounter, or simply having them manifest in our dreams. Since the first two examples I gave are probably quite easy to understand, I would focus on waking encounters and dreams. An example of a waking encounter that I had happened more than 10 years ago when I was visiting friends in Mexico. I had just experienced my first loss of a dear family member to cancer. He was one of my favorite uncles who was so full of kindness, love, and generosity. I was still struggling with this loss. I went to Mexico City for Dia de los Muertos, for the Day of the Dead. During this very special time, November 1st until the 2nd, the veil between our world and the underworld is its thinnest. In Mexico, it is customary to visit cemeteries, bringing flowers, burning incense, playing music or singing, and leaving food as offerings to the dead family spirits with the intention and hopes that they might briefly return to commune with them once more. My friends brought me to visit Mezquic, where there is one of the most outstanding and emotional celebrations of the Day of the Dead. The day before, we prepared all of the things that I would need as offerings for my uncle. This included a sugar skull with his name on it, candles, his favorite candies, some beer, and pan de muerto. This is Mexican bread of the dead. When we arrived at the cemetery in Mesquite, I was blown away. The colors were vibrant reds, oranges, yellows, and gold. Everything was bright and shimmering in the dark. The entire place was ablaze, and with the smell and sight of incense smoke rising from the graves, it literally looked like the cemetery had caught fire. This is a visual I can never erase from my mind. In addition to that was what I heard. There was no crying. The only sound I could hear were musical instruments, people singing, people laughing and talking. The whole place had a feeling of love, peace, and acceptance. But I digress. I just wanted you to visualize the full experience that I had had. As we walked through the headstones, through the people honoring their families, we found a place to set up the altar for my uncle. Everything was perfect. I felt happy and content. Then we sat down to drink a beer and break the bread to share between us, leaving a portion for my uncle. It was at this point, when I broke the bread, that I lost myself. I broke down and I started crying. I felt my friends put their arms around me from both sides, comforting and consoling me. The next thing that happened shocked me. One of my friends leaned into me as a means to cheer me up and said, "Your uncle has probably arrived in Mesquite and is looking around thinking, what the fuck am I doing in Mexico?" And of course, this might make you laugh, dear listeners, but it likely won't have any meaning for you. So for you to understand my shock at this statement, I'll just say, there is no way that my friend could have known that the words she chose and the way in which she spoke sounded exactly like him. It was like he was sitting there beside me, speaking through her. I laughed so hard that my tears of sadness turned into tears of joy and hilarity. This made me feel at peace and confident that my uncle had made contact and was at rest. Now let's talk a bit about dreams. Funny things they are. They never really make any sense. Taking bits from real life, from fantasy, from something we might have watched 2 days ago, or something we read a month ago. Our subconscious is a beautiful, strange, and magical place. If our ancestors visit us in our dreams, take comfort in the fact that they have come to us. However, I would also like to say that if we have not yet been visited by a past loved one, we shouldn't be upset. It could simply be that they have not come to us because we have not yet let them go. If we are hanging on too tight to the memory of someone we are grieving, it has been my experience that I was not visited until my grieving process was over. I dream often of past family members and friends, and I'd like to think that this contact is to establish trust between both of us. I would only recommend paying attention to the type of emotional state they present in our dreams. If they seem calm and relaxed, I would say that they are letting us know that they are at rest. They are fine, that we should not worry or feel sad anymore. If they seem somewhat distressed, then I would suggest perhaps taking a moment to think about them, light a candle, wish them well, and wish them peace. So, I think I've pretty much covered everything. So I will conclude my podcast about honoring and connecting with our ancestors here. Dear listeners, as we have learned in this podcast, it is easy and rewarding for us to make this connection. As I always say, it's about intention, so we can choose what feels right for us and our ancestors. Make an altar, do the research, give back, start a dream journal, and just enjoy each and every little connection that we make with them along the way. So until next time, Stay sacred. Dear listeners, thank you for joining me today. This podcast would not be possible without your support, so I thank you. Members of my Patreon coven have access to all sorts of magical goodies and assistance throughout the year. You can subscribe for as little as €5 per month. The top tier is the Coven Supreme, priced at €30 per month. You will get sigil magic, tips and tricks, a weekly tarot card, a monthly message from Tarot, a 20-minute consultation with me, my three-card reading called Total Lunar Eclipse, which is valued at €35, access to the online coven community I have created for all of you lovely witches, as well as an 18% discount off any booking or workshop with me at any time. I look forward to meeting you there. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today and want to help keep me on the air, please take some time to leave 5 stars and a lovely review on Apple Podcasts. Another thing that would be so lovely is if you would share my podcast on social media. All of this will make such a huge difference, and it will help others who need and want this kind of witchy content to find me. Thank you for your constant and loving support. Stay sacred.